Well, we have time for some odds and ends. We recently spoke with ProPublica's Kim Barker about her joint investigation with Frontline into so-called dark money and nonprofits which are allowed to spend money on politics and keep donors secret as long as they are largely issue-oriented. Well, ProPublica raised questions about whether the nonprofit Western Tradition Partnership, or WTP, was actually political. And last Friday, a Montana judge agreed, ordering WTP to release its bank records, the first time a court has ordered a dark money group's donors be made public. Those bank records show that WTP had ties to groups backing Ron Paul. We'll link you to the full report at hereandnow.org. But meanwhile, WTP also published the Montana Statesman, which purports to be Montana's most respected newspaper. After our report, we heard from Deb Hamm of Butte, who wrote, "The Montana Statesman arrived in my mailbox yesterday. It was clearly politically driven. It went directly to the recycle bin. Montanans resent outside money being spent to influence our state elections." Couple other notes. Last week we spoke with Will Tracy, editor of The Onion, about their political satire. By the way, after President Obama's win, their headlines blared, "Defeated Man Victorious," and "Romney Camp Retooling Campaign After Latest Setback." But meanwhile, our story reminded one of you of how The Onion gave him a laugh in the dark days after 9/11.
Picking up and seeing their headlines and laughing uproariously for the first time in 2 weeks. So thank you for the story on The Onion, because it's great to hear that they're still out there doing what they need to do.
You're welcome. And finally, authors like Scottish writer Irvin Welsh write in dialects, as our literary critic Steve Almond recently explained.
Welsh is writing in a brogue, a thick Scottish brogue. I'll try to give you an example. This is your first bad accent warning. He went into the club Minjin after being on the peeve all weekend.
Well, not only was that a bad accent, it was bad information, according to Colin Bell, a Scot, who wrote on our website, "Oh dear, am I the only one to see the comedy in Mr. Almond appreciating the beauty of Irvin Welsh's prose as he mispronounces it, and what's more, does it in an Irish accent? Surely there's a Scot around somewhere to help you. A brogue is a shoe, or an accent found in Ireland. Almond, ye're a numpty." Patricia Gabriel chimed in on Facebook, "Irish have a brogue, Scots have a burr. Oh dear, McLaughlin in me should have known." Love to hear from you at hereandnow.org.